you know, I go crazy trying to tell people that the record is out, the record is out, the record is out.
Yeah.
But they just keep, you know, it's like twilight, twilight, twilight. And so you just have to roll with it, you know.
When Steve Schiltz, the guy behind Hurricane Bells, agreed to give his manager some exclusive songs for a film, he had no idea if anything was going to come of it. But one of those songs, Monsters, ended up on the soundtrack to the second movie in the Twilight series, and Hurricane Bells have ended up getting a lot of well-deserved attention for their debut album, Tonight is the Ghost. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Even before the whole Twilight phenomenon, Hurricane Bell's Steve Schiltz has been well known for a while to a select audience as the singer and guitarist for the indie band Long Wave. But some of the songs that Steve was writing weren't quite right for the guitar-heavy Long Wave, and when he had a little time off in between touring and recording, he started to record some of those songs, mostly on his own, as a side project that he called Hurricane Bells. Steve told FUV's Alisa Ali about making Tonight is the Ghost and about how he came up with the project's haunting name when he stopped by Studio A.
I was, you know, goofing around with names one night on Google, just Googling this, that. I had on my iPhone, I had like 50 names, and I thought one of them is going to be the name. And that was one of them, and there were 6 hits when I Googled it.
Oh, really?
And they were all about Porgy and Bess. And the opera has, you know, there's stone bells that they would hang in the trees that would warn of an oncoming storm by the sea. And I thought, well, God, that's great. That's really, really good. Yeah. And I thought, how can nobody have this? I searched and searched. 6 hits on Google.
Wow.
So, you know, and then, you know, a month later when I had to explain it to somebody what it was, I tried again and it was all Twilight stuff. I have no idea if you can even find it anymore.
Basically, we're kind of a one-man show putting this record together.
Yeah, when I decided to make it a record, which was about halfway through, like, recording the songs, I just thought, well, at this point, I could have friends play the drums and play everything, but I've already done it, and I like what is it already there. So you're halfway. You know, either way, it's the same to start over again or whatever. May as well just finish what you already had. So, and I thought it was a fun project, and it's probably something I'll never do again.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't. It just took me forever.
Yeah. Well, what did it take? I heard it took 18 months. That's not forever.
I don't know, because it was all... It depends on how you look at it. Like I said, that 4-track was from 2003 or something.
The
drums on the last song of Tonight is the Ghost is... the drums are one track of, again, off my 4-track from 1999 or something. And I always just thought I should make a song with them.
Yeah.
You know, so... And the year you're talking about was really just collecting and... putting everything together.
Mm.
But there was some stuff lying around from before.
Situations are critical. You gotta look first before you go. If you wasn't too sure, then now you know. Situations are critical. Wait, okay, you gotta look before you go.
Hurricane Bells with Monsters and the Winters in New York. The album is Tonight is the Ghost. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. To hear more from Hurricane Bells, go to thealternateside.org.